title with AARP Wisconsin?
Sure. My name is Raj Shukla. I'm the Wisconsin State Director for AARP.
Now, we have done some reporting on this previously, on the assembly action on this, but just by way of explanation for people who may still be unsure, what exactly do we mean when we're talking about these cryptocurrency kiosks?
Yeah, and I got to say, Bob, I didn't know anything about these until I started looking into the victims of fraud. And there are more and more of them every day. $333 million stolen from people using these machines just last year. These are machines that look a lot like ATM machines. They're located in convenience stores and grocery stores all across the state, about 700 of them. They're a little different, though. You don't withdraw your hard-earned money to use in your community with these machines. You deposit your hard-earned money into these machines, which are then converted to cryptocurrency, and in a blink of an eye, it's gone. It's in a secure digital currency, quote unquote secure. It's actually in a scammer's wallet and then sent overseas to fund any number of illicit activities, from the drug trade to child trafficking to worse, if you can imagine it. The way that this happens is that an emergency is manufactured by a scammer. You know, your account's been hacked, we got to protect your money. Or you were late for jury duty and you got to pay a fine. And folks are, you know, put into a state of urgency, into a state of fear, and are instructed to withdraw their money from their checking account, take it to one of these machines in a local business, so that, you know, laundering the name of a local business to provide some legitimacy to these things. And, you know, the victim goes, deposits their money, and in the blink of an eye, that money's gone, never to be retrieved again. Impossible to trace where that money went. And it happens so fast that even law enforcement, with the tools it has at its disposal, can't get to it fast enough. You know, the money's gone and overseas faster than you can write the first paragraph of a search warrant. And so, you know, the technology has advanced so quickly that this can happen so fast, and pretty soon, you know, you'll hear from two of the victims that spoke at the Senate hearing yesterday. You know, one person lost $4,000, another person lost $20,000, was contemplating suicide because of what had happened to her. And people are losing a lot more. We've heard reports of people losing upwards of $600,000 over time because of what these machines allow. They're completely, there are no protections that are a part of these machines, and scammers are exploiting them.
Now, I've got to ask, how did we get here? How is it that there are so many of these machines that they got in place? And when you say no protections, is there no oversight by Department of Financial Institutions or DATCAP?
This is a really critical thing. The Department of Financial Institutions has put out guidance around these machines that call for low daily transaction limits and a number of other protections. But the Department of Financial Institutions can just issue guidance right now. What we need is the power of law, something that is enforceable by law enforcement. And that's why this legislation that has passed the assembly almost unanimously and is now going before the Senate, and we believe it's going to have strong support there. That's why this legislation is so necessary.
Absolutely. Do you have a sense? We heard Senator LeMahieu on one of our affiliate stations earlier this week talking about the bills that the Senate still has to sort through. Any confidence that this is going to get taken up by the Senate? As you said, there's strong support.
I have strong confidence, and the reason is because it's so common sense. Attorneys general from at least two different states, but from Iowa and from Washington, D.C. So these are red places and blue places. They've both found that upwards of 9 out of 10 in Iowa, it was 98% of the transactions on these machines are found to be fraudulent. Now you combine that with the testimony that we heard yesterday from industry, who said that the common sense protections that are put forward in this bill would cripple his industry. What he's basically admitting is that his industry is fraud. So Here's what this legislation proposes. Daily transaction limits of $1,000 a day. That is above the $350 average that the industry says is the average transaction in a day. So we've offered $1,000in a day. It insists, demands on that victims of fraud are made whole and that are given refunds, including transaction fees that approach 30%. These companies are taking 30% above and beyond the fraudulent amount that's going to the scammers. Licensure requirements for every one of the machines in this state, receipts on all of the transactions that occur, and a know your customer provision so that people have to input, you know, take a picture and input their data on these machines so that law enforcement can track from the person who's victimized all the way through to the scammer where this money has gone. These are common sense provisions that many of them exist on ATMs right now. So we are just modeling this after what exists right now and giving people the opportunity to use these machines legitimately if they so choose. But we have yet to hear from one person who's using these machines at any of the hearings that have happened so far. But we're allowing for that possibility and putting in protections that will virtually eliminate the possibility that somebody is going to lose their life savings in a single day.
I guess lastly, I wonder, is there a role here for organizations representing the gas stations, the convenience stores, that industry, to perhaps exercise a little more due diligence on what sorts of machines they're allowing into their establishments?
Well, the way that these kinds of things work is like these grocery stores or convenience stores, they're renting out space to this industry that is absolutely trying to conceal what it's doing, absolutely trying to conceal how they're being used. So these grocery stores, they just think like, oh, I'm renting out some space to another ATM and it's just a crypto ATM. That isn't the case. And we are finding that there are some really brave, really wonderful people who work in these stores who are seeing what's happening and are stopping it when they can. But, you know, we would love for convenience stores and retailers to express themselves on this bill as well. But really, we can do a lot simply by eliminating some of the ways that these machines are being used. Taking that burden, you know, we shouldn't be forcing convenience stores and grocery stores to be stopping international crimes. That's something for legislators to take action on, and they're doing it right now. And so we encourage your listeners to contact your legislators across Wisconsin, tell them that you want common sense consumer protection to be put in place to make sure that these machines aren't stealing people's life savings in a matter of seconds.
Good, Raj. I appreciate you taking the time. Anything else relevant on this today? Again, this is going to advance to the Senate. They're back next month. Things get talked about.
Yeah, we hit all of the high points. I would just really like to, you know, underline, encourage your listeners, call your state representatives, call your state senators at this point and tell them that they need to support common sense protections. To protect all of us from being victims of these scams. And let's be real clear here. This is not just older folks who typically have more wealth accumulated over the course of their lives. That's why they're being targeted. But younger people are subject to these scams as well. And this legislation is going to protect all of us from very sophisticated criminal enterprises that are using these machines to bilk people out of their life savings.
Shukla, thank you very much for taking the time. Have a great rest of the week.
My pleasure. Take care, Bob.
Thanks again. Bye.